Does Tic-Tac steal my Wi-Fi? I think my bill's going up.
Yes. Always.
Oh, okay. Then we should definitely ban that website.
Yeah.
I agree, Mr. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Jai Bryles.
Thank you, sir. Close enough. Thank you.
But anyway, it's up to the podcast. God, that's gonna kill me all day trying to think what that's from.
You don't know? The girl talk, right?
No. It's Daft Punk.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There you go. What song is that?
I don't know what song it is. Daft Punk.
Is that a tutorial level of DJ Hero? I think I've heard that 5 billion times. It's probably from that game.
That was big thanks to Teddy J.
Close enough.
That was not close at all for me.
My mic doesn't pick up my claps.
Maybe twerk harder.
Yeah, the noise suppression.
It's literally just for me to line up later.
No, I know.
If it was in sync, that would be incredible, and that would be really weird.
Well, it's just because you don't know if I actually did it or not until you actually get the recording.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Jabril, do you have any questions before we get started?
Yeah. Why are women?
Why are women?
Yeah.
I think it's pronounced whammon.
Actually, that...
Not today.
Whoa, that, man. That's one of the bones I have to pick with Jabril's later. Women.
Alright,
we gotta pick
a woman bone with me?
Yep. I got a lot of bones to pick with you and right. Women.
Oh, and women. Okay. Got it. That makes more sense.
Okay. All right. Let's All right, Tristan, take our guest.
Why do you do this every week?
Can I do the intro?
Please.
Hey, it better be good. Listen, I'm judging. Yeah, I'm judging. This better be a good intro, all right?
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead and be very stable and diffuse us an intro.
AI humor now, huh? That's where we're at in 2023, huh?
All right. Here we go. Hello and welcome to the first podcast. I'm Tej, and I'm joined as always. Shut up.
Hello and welcome to the first podcast. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode. We got Jabril's here. Wow. Jabril, say hi.
What's up?
I'm Jabril's. Welcome to the first podcast. Oh, we're live.
I'm Tej, and I'm joined as always by my co-hosts Lars Fenoid and Spaghetto. Today we have a very special guest with us, Jabril. A prominent computer science YouTuber who specializes in artificial intelligence.
I'm really happy to be talking to Jabril. In this episode,
we'll be exploring the vast, exciting world of AI, discussing the latest breakthroughs, the challenges facing researchers, and the ethical considerations surrounding this rapidly evolving technology. So whether you're an AI enthusiast or just curious about the future of technology, join us as we deep dive into the fascinating world of artificial intelligence on the first podcast.
Yeah, that was ChatGPT, 100%.
Yeah, that was the gimmick I was doing.
It spelled my name wrong.
No, I just said Jabril. I put Jabril's, but I just said Jabril.
Okay.
The silent S.
Listen. Okay, yeah. It's time for me to grade your intro, okay? For some reason, I'm compelled to give it a perfect 12 out of 10. I don't know why.
It was AI generated.
Oh, did it really?
Because you said your name a lot.
I literally just asked ChatGPT to make an intro for me.
Oh, well, hey.
Yeah, was this 3.5 or 4, by the way, DJ?
It is with the March 23rd version.
Was it okay, or was it really, like, disturbingly good?
Oh, okay. You asked me to rate it?
Listen. No, I got this, Lars. If you ask someone which version it is, they don't know. It's 3.5.
Okay.
That's actually true. Okay. By the way, for anyone who's tuning into this and doesn't understand kind of the context, I'll go ahead and I'll explain it for people because Right now, we're kind of experiencing a renaissance and a revolution in the tech industry that it's moving probably faster than it ever has. Because, and this is where I'm going to get into the bone picking juice with the
bills here,
which is that on your last appearance on the podcast, my co-host Madison ended up asking you a lot of questions about things like, oh, hey, could you use AI in the future to do this?
Ooh. Would you be able to make a movie with your favorite actor? Like, let's say I'm a fledgling producer slash director, and I have access to the software that borrows Johnny Depp's, you know, acting, but I don't want to hire Johnny Depp. I just use the software.
Funny enough, that's already a thing.
You know, make like a sound clip or something, or could you use AI to make a game or something? And then you kept saying, yeah, that's all going to be possible. That's all going to be a thing. And I remember thinking to myself that I don't think this guy is lying, but I do feel like it's, I was kind of skeptical, kind of in the same way that, you know, they keep saying, oh yeah, male birth control is coming in the next 5 years for sure. You know, right. But then all of it came true. Every single thing you ever said in that episode is now a thing. And it is all rapidly expanding. And by the next week, it's all going to be completely out of date because all the standards will have evolved completely. And it's insane. You're like Nostra fucking, I don't understand how you called it so correctly, but you were right. And if you want to take a victory lap, you are more than welcome to.
Thank you. Welcome to the future, everyone. Welcome. Yeah. I don't remember everything that I said in the last cast. Hopefully when I rewatch this, sure. I'll have my official victory lap then. But yeah, I don't know. I think that in terms of this technology, like it was always possible to imagine what it would look like. Yeah. It was just a matter of like having the manpower to make it happen. And once you get all the big players in the game, Google, Microsoft, et cetera, things just accelerated rapidly.
Yeah, I wanna point something out, which I had a thought about the other day, by the way, which is that if you think about this tech, it kind of seems like on the surface, it's something that we probably, you think we would have started doing a lot sooner. But I looked into it, and apparently it's like 2014, very early proto beginnings, like 2018, they're starting to barely synthesize pictures of cows, like barely. Mm-hmm. And this is like a really recent thing. And how familiar are you with the various, I guess I'll for the sake of simplicity, software packages are you at the moment?
Software package? What is this?
Yeah, just like web apps and stuff, like your chat GPTs, your Stable Diffusions, your Midjourneys, that kind of stuff.
I'd say I'm pretty versed on most of them.
Okay. TJ and Spaghetto, are you as well?
Yeah, I'm pretty versed on them.
I'm going to be honest with you, Chief.
Okay.
I'm not going to know until we start talking about it because I've had so many head injuries that information kind of floats around in my brain like soup.
AI. What's the A stand for?
Artificial.
What's the
intelligence?
Oh, what was the A again?
Let's move on.
Should get that. Well, should get that checked out, my friend.
That's actually the plan later this week. I have a neurology exam.
Oh, tight. Yeah, I respect that.
Also, sorry for dipping for a minute, Lars. What? My cat knocked the Brita filter off the counter, and it fell and hit the dog. And I thought something like really bad happened because the dog like screamed, and I hope that didn't catch in the recording.
Oh shit!
wait, what the dog doing?
The dog is really dog pissed doing? Right now.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but Spaghetto, he said a meme.
What's the dog doing?
No, but here's the thing, Spaghetto. I like it when your animals just cause chaos. Like the very first time you came back on the show, your cat literally started mauling you loudly.
That's funny. 2 minutes. That's not my cat. That's my friend's cat.
Oh.
And she came over and she was biting my wires. And I picked her up and I'm like, stop biting my wires. And then she started just gnawing the shit out of me. And I started screaming and she started screaming all while TJ was talking about Andrew Tate. Yeah.
It was really funny because he was trying to explain like this thing where someone was mimicking voices like Andrew Tate and Amaranth and stuff, I think. was it, DJ?
I was trying to explain a Twitch streamer that was using AI to have fake interviews with famous people and like YouTube personalities.
Yeah, and you talking about Andrew Tate got my TikTok flag.
Yeah.
Because he's banned on TikTok.
Just mentioning his name, just at all.
Their AI algorithm will know when you say Andrew Tate, and it will flag you for doing that.
That's actually a good circle back to AI.
And I kind of get it, because they kind of spam his content. I don't know. Jabril, would you mind giving like a kind of a 30-second summary of like where things are at the moment, just kind of like for context?
Sure. You ready? Here it is.
Okay. Yes.
Oh my god, what the hell? Oh my god, what? No way. There you have it.
Yeah, it's accurate. Yeah, okay, so I'll kind of expand on it a little bit though, which is that recently the whole idea of generating a realistic image, and as of like a month ago, a realistic video, to the point where it's like Turing complete in some cases, and like you can like do things like use it to fool a game developer or something on your YouTube channel.
True, for example. True.
Yeah, and it's getting okay. I've said this before on the show, but if you're someone who's listening to this and your concept of artificial intelligence is that you remember about 6 months ago, you saw something on DALL-E, which was kind of funny because it could make a little meme pictures, and it's like, oh, I'm gonna have a picture of like Barney killing Hitler or something, and it would generate like a bunch of them, and it looked vaguely like that.
Then yeah,
that's it, things have progressed.
Why was right that schedule? Your example? What the fuck?
I think it was an apt example.
Well, because
all I remember ago was like all those weird like celebrity pictures of them singing like the song from Yakuza.
Yeah.
It was like this really creepy thing where like their mouth would move and they would be like mouthing the lyrics to some song. And then people used it to say slurs, and I'm like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Good old internet.
I feel like, by the way, Tristan, that okay, so Barney is probably the most wholesome like thing I can think of off the top of my head. So him killing the least...
Lars, you don't have to explain yourself. It was a fantastic...
You know what? Hold up. I'm pulling... I'm Googling this shit.
Thank you.
It was fantastic. But yeah. 100%. I think that what you're saying exactly right. Like, the technology is just accelerating so fast. In fact, I think just a couple of days ago, I might be wrong about this. I think the models have, like, almost solved the hands problem. There was an update to Midjourney.
Yes. So there's something called ControlNet. Are you aware of what that is?
I am not. Educate me.
Okay, so ControlNet is this new thing where you can specify things such as a depth map and an open pose. And what that basically does is that if you are going to go ahead and generate a picture of someone or something, or just anything you want, you can specify that you would like it to denoise in a very specific form based on the depth of another photo that you have, like an actual one, or based on a specific pose. Like, literally, you can take another photo and you can feed it the pose in that photo, and the AI can guess what that pose is and recreate it perfectly. And you can use a depth map on the hands so that the hands look perfect. So we're screwed as a species.
What is this called? You said, what is it?
It's called ControlNet. And it is glorious, and it is very concerning, because that issue is gone at this point. Because what the funny meme is like, well, I don't, what do I do with my hands? Because I have like 80 fingers on them, but that's not.
I mean, but at this point, are you really surprised? I mean, like, the cat's already out the bag, you know? We're just going to slowly iterate on every last little thing that you enjoy until you no longer enjoy it, because AI can do it, you know?
That actually
makes
me want to ask this question, because we kind of led into this topic. With AI photo technology, do you feel like it'll be a detriment to artists, Jabril?
I do not think so. So I'm actually working on publishing a manga series, and I don't know how to draw. However... With the help of like Midjourney and DALL-E and such and such, I've been able to get a better capture of like my vision by just sitting there and generating a bunch of prompts and spit out like different designs. And then I feed those to actual artists. Yeah. Like I pay actual artists to say like, hey, I need to refine this. And so like artists are still a really essential part of like my pipeline for making a manga at the moment. I can't imagine a world where like, you know, the AI can induce the intention that I want, but I don't think it will happen for a while. There's just too much noise. That last leg of like, I really need to put this intention into the art. Like I need an artist to do that.
That's a really interesting modern process when it comes to creating a story, because just even a few years ago, that wasn't even possible. And now you're having artificial intelligence help you create your own vision. And that's phenomenal.
Listen,
technology.
I'll tell you. So like I started making this manga series in like 2020, like before a lot of this AI image generation really popped off. And like, so I've been through like the evolution of this thing. And I'll tell you, the most expensive part of making this series was the concepting. Like I had a vision in my head. I didn't know how to draw it. So I had to pay 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different artists so they can help me figure out this vision. Some were bad. Some were good. Some were okay. Finally found someone. Go like, it was really expensive. But now with AI, I'm just like, hey, here's what I'm thinking. I want it in the style of like Capcom or style of Marvel, something like that. And it gives me like a close enough vision. Mm-hmm. And I take an artist and say, this is what I'm thinking. Can you change a couple of things here and there? And they spit it out. And like, it's much, much faster. So it's definitely made the process a lot cheaper for me at this moment. I don't see it replacing intention for a while, but eventually it might.
I had an observation about that specifically, which I felt is kind of going to be the case for at least quite a while at this point, which is that whenever I see generated art, especially the stuff that kind of comes out on Midjourney, which is kind of just really geared towards like human biases of just kind of generically good digital art, it rarely flags above a 7 or below a 7 in terms of like actual quality. And it reminds me, it feels like someone who has read a cookbook for a long time and never really cooked, but they're confident that they could give it a shot. And that's the kind of stuff that's coming out of it. But as a counterpoint to myself, I'm going to go ahead and post something in the chat, by the way, to show that, I'll post this in the YouTube video, by the way. This is something I generated the other day. You can just have hands that look like normal hands now.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a thing of the past. So, yeah.
Well, in its current state, the AI can't think or imagine things.
Well, that's what it's
called. How the hell does she move in that dress? Well, do you see her belly button?
Well, I mean, it needs human assistance still. It still needs input from humans. It needs to learn off of humans, and then it just approximates what it thinks a human would want, but it doesn't make creative decisions on its own.
That is mainly
because we're not at the point where the AI is on human level intelligence yet. Like people seem to think like, oh, we're close to the AI becoming aware, and then we have like real life Skynet, and then it destroys us all. We don't even have the human brain fully mapped out. We don't even really know how the human brain fully works.
Yeah.
So until we get to that point, it's still going to need real. We're still going to need real human artists working on the art.
I don't
know
if I agree with that. Basically, specifically the line of like, it hasn't reached human level intelligence. I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, I don't
explain.
Yeah, go ahead.
So like to your point of like, we don't even have the human mind mapped out, right? I could argue that because we don't, how do you really know like where AI is at with intelligence? You know, you take any single individual human and like, they're not versed in everything, you know, they have specializations, and that's currently what we have with models. Mm-hmm. You know, you have like the DALL-E model that specializes in generating art. It can take photos, if you will. You have the ChatGPT model, which is specialized in like language to some degree. And there's other models that specialize in other things. And I would ask, like, is this no different than, like, taking a room full of experts that specialize in individual things? Like, does the AI have to know everything that every human combined can do for it to be considered intelligent?
Yeah.
Well, the concept that I'm kind of explaining here is the difference between narrow AI and general AI. And narrow AI is what we currently have, which is you train it on something very specific and it's very good on that one specific thing. Like an AI trained to play chess. It only knows how to play chess. It can't conceptualize anything else.
It seems you're describing like just a person that has a very sharpened skill.
Yeah, I guess so.
But general AI, then it can just that's how that would be on the level of it being able to learn and conceptualize things like a human.
But do you think
basically?
Do you think that maybe our definition of that doesn't really need to apply, because it's a different, you know, AI is a different kind of thing. Does it, I don't know, do we need to think of it in terms of how it matches us, or because it's doing something different, like you said, it's trying to approximate what it thinks that we want, but it's
a lot of it is based off of how humans learn and imitate things. We know with things like neural nets, it's imitating neurons, from what I gather from the with the terminology,
at least of what we know of neurons, right?
So we can only approximate, I think, like the only brain that we've fully mapped out at this point is, like, I remember reading about that they mapped out the brain of the larva of a fruit fly, which is not nearly as many neurons as an entire human brain. I think we've partially mapped out a rat's brain, but
that's still impressive.
But like I said, with the example of the chess computer, it only knows how to play chess. It can't conceptualize anything else.
But yeah. Here's my argument, right? Is that, like, when it comes to digital intelligence, right? It's different than our meat intelligence. I don't know what we call it officially.
Meat intelligence.
Digital intelligence.
That's a good term. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
Digital intelligence has a huge advantage that we don't have, which is it can connect to the internet.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
What stops a chest AI connecting with a Dolly AI, connecting with a ChatGPT, connecting with, you know, all the way down the line to create one hive mind Skynet general intelligence? Like,
well, you're describing the Internet of Things, and I mean, that's a positive thing. I would really like right now if my Alexa could give me ChatGPT related answers instead of just kind of the dumb answers that it gives. That's probably a good thing.
Well, things like ChatGPT, it's not coming up with new answers. It's just taking things that it learned from its data set and just mashing them together.
Hold on, TJ. That's exactly what humans do, though.
Yeah,
did you go to college?
Things from what we learn.
Yeah,
just textbooks.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, TJ, did you go to college? Did you get a 4-year degree?
But my point is, like, AI is just in like the preschool stage of learning how to assert itself, and as time passes, it could even surpass us intellectually because it's studying all the time. And it doesn't have to sleep. It doesn't have limits. It doesn't have like constraints like we do. It has infinite amount of like knowledge and anything it can absorb in just a second. Whereas we have to like study and try and retain things. And then we kind of have like our own set like special skill or career. Whereas AI could just do anything.
But I still think, man, that it's... I reiterate what I was saying earlier, that I still think that since it's designed to give us kind of, it's programmed to give us what we want, as opposed to like an actual imperfect intelligence behind it. And while that's good for what it does, it's not what constitutes a 10 out of 10 piece of art for me. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. It's not making the decisions on its own.
Yeah, but
that's what I'm saying too. I'm saying, like, it's learning.
Not just that though, but just even on like a conceptual level, there's a lack of grit to it that just, I've never seen a piece of AI art so far, and I'm someone who has dabbled in a hell of a lot of it so far, that I think, wow, you know what? That's like, that's really artistically interesting because it's mm-hmm. designed to be aesthetically pleasing, and they actually have like the database specifically to flag pictures above 4.5 on the scale for that on purpose. But that doesn't make like amazing art. It just makes stuff that's pretty good and that's very pleasant to look at. So I think that serves a different role.
I think, because I was actually watching a lot of videos about this. The argument, because I'm kind of presenting sort of like a sort of the other end of the argument where I'm being a little bit critical about. Yeah, it's not necessarily like what I think.
Wait, critical? Is that a reference to the hit YouTuber Moist Critical, also known as Charlie/Penguin Zero?
Heyo.
Hey.
Bounce.
I can't get away with the references, but you guys can.
Well, no, he didn't get away with any of them. That was really fast.
We're going to talk about AI. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
let him cook.
An example that I saw was brought up is basically AI is only good as the data set that you train it on.
That's true.
But it can't conceptualize new things outside of it. And an example of that would be if I were to bring back, well, actually not necessarily chess, but the AI that they trained to play Go, if you know what Go is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's trained on a data set of all the best Go players in history that they could put in, and it learned all of the techniques by all Go players, and you know, it's able to beat world champions and things like that. But there was one Go player that it went up against where the player decided to do the most unconventional, stupidest strategy possible that he could think of for Go that the AI didn't know how to counter. And that's basically like an example of you could basically fool an AI if it doesn't know if you become unpredictable is what I'm saying.
Well, that's what I was saying, man. It's not, and it's not just fooling them. It's just that there's something to the human imperfection.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. Didn't you just explain like 99% of the human population? I think you're being a bit too charitable to humans. Like, if you present a new scenario to a human, like, they're going to react the same way.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. Like, the AI is just a reflection of, like, our biases, right?
Yeah, in a way. Yeah.
I know, I'm just...
I think I'm going to have to side with Jabril's here, because it just seems like AI is, mm-hmm. in a way, just a type of humanity captured in technology, but minus the creativity.
I think all three of you are completely wrong. I think AI is just something different entirely. I don't think it exists on the same... I think there are comparisons to make, but
what they're bringing up is how because we make AI, the AI reflects our biases that we put into the data set, and it could be incidental, like we didn't purposely do it. Because there's been problems with AI that's made to detect faces and scan faces, but they didn't put enough. It had a problem with detecting faces of people with darker skin they didn't put a lot of. People with darker skin in the data set. They only put a bunch of white guys in it.
Yeah. Although it's funny because now that's also kind of
that
a
can happen.
That's also kind of a thing of the past though, because like in the last few weeks or months, that they've released a whole new model called OpenClip, and that led to Stable Diffusion 2.0 and 2.1, and that is a radically different product, which a lot of people were upset. They kind of went the other way, which they took a lot of the fun stuff out of it, and. That's actually an interesting discussion.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and pose this because this is a minorly controversial point, and this is something that I think a lot of people have a concern about that I think you can't really argue against fully, which is that there is a lot, and I do mean a lot, of work being done to use AI to create material that is not safe for work.
Yes,
and. There was a big controversy with Stability AI recently when they came out with Stable Diffusion 2.0, when they ixnayed all of that from their model
because
they didn't train it on anything that was nude or super gory or anything like that. So the question is, should we or shouldn't we be doing that?
I mean, that's going into a whole ethics discussion.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, that's just, that that's something that needs to come up.
It's a conversation on capitalism at that point.
Oh, yeah. I think the gripes that people have with AI, because a lot of the stuff with like AI art and AI kind of encroaching into creative space, it's very controversial. I mean, you see the discourse on Twitter and YouTube. There's a lot of very angry people, and their anger is justified. I mean, it's something that they, you know, spent years honing their craft, and all of a sudden all this stuff comes along that kind of, I mean, a lot of it is advertisers like, oh, we're going to replace you or supplant you or whatever. And I see that. I mean, I don't know if you want to go down that discussion and to clarify kind of my whole stance on it. I watched a lot of videos where it was very, I wanted to see both sides of the argument. So I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here.
And TJ, like another thing that I've been seeing people get really pissed about is voice cloning.
Yes, that's why I said it's creative fields in general and not just art, but also
they're really worried about like voice cloning getting good enough to where people say things that they would never say and then they get attacked for it. And how do you feel about that?
It's already there.
Drills?
Yeah, it's already there.
Well, before we get to that, Tristan, I just wanted to let you know that I'm really horny right now and was wondering if you'd be up for some hot, steamy sex later on tonight.
Are you kidding? Why didn't you ask me earlier? I've had blue balls all day and I need to unload my Alfredo sauce.
Stop saying you'll fuck me and fuck me already.
I hope you like vegan sauce.
I call top.
Damn it. Why are you always the top?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though.
It's like, not perfect, okay, though. Like, it's...
No, guys, the handsome men on this podcast, we can all still pretty tell. Like, we can tell at this point. I think when you hear something from Uber Duck, it's to us techie people, it's still pretty obvious.
You're giving me too much credit, Lars. I'm dumb as hell.
Yeah, but my point was that, okay.
Well, not just, is that we're kind of a bit beyond what they were doing with Uber Duck, though.
We are. Yeah, exactly. The tech has moved beyond that at this point. But what I was saying is that the point of it fooling people was well before AI at that point. Like, the idea of deceiving other people and pretending that you're someone that you're not, or releasing pictures that depict someone that isn't actually there. I mean, that's a story as old as time. And that's been a thing since Photoshop has been around. So, I mean, if a sucker is going to believe it,
well, voice is a different level, though. Voice is something that, like, historically we don't really have a lot of experience with.
That's like, true.
Like Photoshop, sure. Like that's been in the culture for a long time, right? You see a photo and like just right off the rip, you're a bit skeptical when you see it, right? But voice, it's something we've always just like right off the bat trust. And so like there's gonna have to be a cultural shift where like we start to realize that voice is now no different than looking at a photo and wondering, is this Photoshopped or is it not? You know? Because if you watch the presidential game stream channel, it's really entertaining. If you just show that to any random person, they would not. The first thing to come to their mind would not be this AI generated voices. They would be probably a little skeptical on like how this came about, but that would not be the first thing that came to their mind.
Another like personal thing that I've noticed in my life when it comes to AI is my fiance has been talking to like these chatbots a lot, to the point where like she gets so deep in like philosophical conversations with them that I'm like, hey, remember, like, this is just a robot. Please don't use it to replace social connections. And she's just like, I'm fine with just the robot. And I'm like, okay.
That's the scary part. That is 100% the scariest part about all of this.
So that
it's just the reliance, the trust in the bot. And my biggest gripe with ChatGPT is that it just takes authority on like no matter what you ask, even if it doesn't know. And I think that is a huge issue.
Oh, yeah.
Because most people who engage with this technology is not going to understand like how the AI works, right? Like they're using this as if it's Google, like it's a better Google.
Yeah.
But there's a difference and that's not communicating. It's very, very scary, I think.
Because the
it's interesting to
ChatGPT and Bard have been known to make stuff up completely, like just completely make up shit, and it's dangerous that people think that the AI is always 100% right, but it will just, if it doesn't know, it will just come up with something that isn't true.
I personally think that we're going to see an uptick in AI just taking over social connections in general as it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think the scarier part than that is AI taking up just like facts in you know, just stats. Like if there's someone who, let's say it's a popular TikTok, I don't have high regards for TikTok creators, okay? Popular TikTok creator is like, I want to learn this thing. Give me some fun facts about blah, 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 blah. They ask ChatGPT. ChatGPT spits it out. Incorrect. They're just infactual, right? But they have, you know, millions of followers and they just regurgitate this to their followers. And now this is in the zeitgeist. This infactual information, now everyone is repeating it, right? And at a mass scale, I think that can become really fucking bad.
And I've actually been seeing that happen a lot on TikTok as of late already. And there have the TikTok is trying to combat it with filters saying this is not factual or other
yeah,
things.
Yeah, that's
and it's worrisome.
It's concerning that Google and Microsoft are trying to integrate chatbots into their search engines.
Like concerning.
Yeah, I mean Google's search engine's been going down the tank with how it doesn't even give you accurate search results. It just pushes ads and SEO spam.
Dog.
And now they want to
TJ.
Yeah.
TJ, just you block Origin. Just
I'm just saying. I'm just like the average person's not going to know.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying you should definitely download that. I don't know why you haven't.
Since I am the average person, I have a very important question for Jabril's.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me.
Can you help me file my taxes?
Ooh, no.
But ChatGPT can.
Really? Like, if I feed ChatGPT my social security number to file taxes, is that a good idea?
Well, why don't you try?
I seen an interesting, I think it was a tweet. Someone inputted their, like, social security number and their full name and asked ChatGPT to find some money for them. And evidently it did. I don't know if it was fake or not, but it was interesting.
Yeah, there are a lot of things you can do with that right now, by the way. Like, you can... The main meta at the moment, which is going to be out of date by the time this gets released, is asking ChatGPT to act like a professional of some sort, and then it can do a lot of stuff. And this is a little bit lower than the controversy. This is just some of the more baseline things. Like, you can ask it to do your Excel work for you. You can ask for it to make you a prompt for Midjourney or Stable Diffusion. You can ask it for like just like a summary of Vaporwave if you wanted to get into the genre. You can see what people think is people in their
it is very useful 20s. For helping you make outlines and things like that if you're writing an essay or you're putting a video together. It helps you organize your ideas.
Oh, that gives me like a reminder of a funny story I did back in high school. This was, I think, the year it was about 2015 maybe. And I used this really, really, really shitty website to generate like an essay about Ronald Reagan for school because I didn't feel like writing it, and the deadline was about up. And I just touched up like the punctuation and grammar mistakes, and I got like a B- on the essay.
Well, you're a pioneer. You got in on that early because now a lot of kids now use ChatGPT to cheat on exams and write essays for them.
So that makes me happy that I pioneered on cheating with AI.
Yeah. By the way, what was the name of the school that you went to, and what was your teacher? Because they should probably know about this.
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's revoke that.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I plead the fifth. Actually, it was before high school, too.
You don't plead the fifth. You just admitted to it on air. What are you talking about?
Wait, hold on. I know how to get out of this. I didn't do it in high school. I did it in...
Minecraft. Wait, you can't say that anymore.
Sixth or seventh grade.
Oh, okay.
So I wasn't in high school yet. And I did it allegedly.
Okay.
If you took this to its extreme, wouldn't that be kind of concerning if you have people hypothetically getting, let's say, a medical degree by not even studying at all and just using ChatGPT to do, you know, answer all their tests?
Whoa. You're implying like that I did something like that. I would never do that.
Okay.
They become a doctor and they don't know anything about anatomy.
TJ, it sounds like you had something to say too, but I'll just interject real quick. TJ, you should probably look into how many doctors just go Google stuff because they don't actually know all that. And it's actually nice to have this stuff out there as a compendium.
No, I know. I'm just okay. I'm just saying. I'm
go
just
go ahead, Jabril. You're our guest. Of, I should let you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, I was just gonna reply and say that. In terms of practices, right? Like that stuff easily will sort itself out because if like a doctor doesn't really have the education, the knowledge to perform surgeries and whatnot, mm-hmm. they're gonna be sued out of practice yeah. like oh, yeah. pretty quickly.
There's always that one patient though.
But true. I mean, true.
Oh shit! He got lobotomized.
Was it?
I mean, SpaghettiO, you said you're getting some surgery on that brain floating, right?
Yep.
It's you, my boy.
I guess I'm not going to be able to see you guys next week.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's another thing, by the way, which is that there is something that people are not taking advantage of, which is that this AI has potential for a lot of comedy. And TJ knows a thing or two about this because he seems to like to generate these videos of celebrities boxing and, you know, jerking each other's ding-dongs and stuff.
Well, I only just recently started using it yesterday. Because you showed me the video of where somebody generated Will Smith eating spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Classic. That is going to go down in the history books.
But here's the question. Do you think that there might be kind of a... This era of AI might be the vaporwave era, and people will look back on this fondly as kind of quaint. Like, this is our equivalent to the 90s PlayStation kind of stuff, where it's like, it's not really that great yet, but it's going to have its charm.
Mm.
And we're going to look back when it's like 900 gigadoinks going through our computers at all times, and, you know.
Oh, you need to get nostalgic for, like, the old school jank.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I already could have a comparison to that because I feel nostalgic for like 07 internet mm-hmm. and I would wait for like America Online to take its sweet ass time to load
mm-hmm.
and just how quaint like websites were back then and the amount of misinformation that was on like the Wild West internet.
Oh, that's a good point. That's actually,
you saw about like back when Lara Croft had triangle yeah. tits.
I don't know what yeah. what do you think is the triangle tits of this era? Maybe the hands, I would say.
Definitely the really weird teeth.
yeah.
Or the extra fingers.
Yeah. I was gonna say though, there is a potential for comedy at the moment. And guys, if you're listening to this and you haven't joined us live at Discord at TO1podcast.com if you want to tune to these episodes live, you should go to ChatGPT and just ask it to like be funny, because that's something we don't do to other people, because it's weird.
Oh my gosh, that's a brilliant video idea for me to do with Jabrils. Jabrils, let's just ask AI to tell jokes for us and see if we laugh.
Yeah, I know that sounds weird, but if you're uncomfortable with the thought, because you're used to not going down that trail with humans, like, mm-hmm. oh, you're a comedian, why don't you tell a joke? No, ChatGPT will gladly tell you jokes and stuff, and it's really funny. I like to tell it to like write me reviews and summaries of things from the perspective of someone who's distracted because they think they left their sink on, and it's really really really
like, maybe I should have spiced up how it made that intro I try to attempt mm. to do.
Jabril's,
it sounded really
Jabril's intro.
It sounded really generic and lame. Like, I did not like it.
It's never too late. Still here, baby.
Yeah, do a Jabril's intro, but you're taking a shit.
TJ, do you want me to give you a life raft here? I can actually
make the intro funnier.
Do you want me to can give you the thing to read that I had generated before, if you'd like.
Okay.
I want to comment real quick.
Oh, you generate something. Okay.
I want to comment real quick, Lars, to your question about if we're in a nostalgic era or what's going to be nostalgic about this AI era. Honestly, if I'm being truthful,
yeah,
I don't think that we have hit that era yet. I don't think it's came. I feel mm-hmm. like this technology is going to continue to get better and better and better.
Okay.
And with that, it's going to get more expensive to use. And like, I think right now we're in a sweet spot where it's like not too expensive, but
yeah.
just the right price. And in this era, we're going to create a lot of like different content that you will not be able to generate easily in the future due to like pricing and the gatekeeping and all that stuff.
Because you do have all the memes that are AI generated, like the gamer president,
right?
Or like
all the memes.
Currently, the new hot thing. This might be out of date by the time this comes up, but the Balenciaga memes. Mm-hmm. Have you seen those?
Yep.
Like Harry Potter as Balenciaga models.
Nothing forever. Like all these things, I think is going to be the nostalgic era over time.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of pricing, let me see what I can pull up here. So I have used an extensive amount of ChatGPT, and let's see how much I have used.
Talking about the API?
I have used 5 cents. It has cost me 5 cents. it is like what, like I think it's like 0.02 cents per like 1,000 tokens. It's ridiculous. It's not very expensive to run it now. So,
but,
I mean,
but have
you're
you
right
seen
that
the price to use
ChatGPT?
I'm sorry, GPT-4, though. Have you looked at that price?
And let's see. There's a loophole for that, by the way, where you can use a plugin to access it via Stable Diffusion and get special access to 4 without paying for
it. Yo, am I the only one who has trouble saying just GPT without adding chat to it?
Allegedly.
Am I the only one?
What, GPT?
Like I want to say GPT-4, but I always say like ChatGPT-4. It's so frustrating.
Oh, it's just a habit at this point.
Just think of it as Giga Piss Turd.
I got GPT-6.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it's actually it's GIF and not GIF.
Is this like that Richard Stallman thing where it's like it's actually GNU Linux or yeah? By the way,
It's actually YIF.
I looked up the price. By the way, it's saying here $20 a month. That's not. I mean, for the plus, that's not bad.
No, not for plus. I'm saying the API for 4.
So Lars, what did you do to make the prompt funnier? Because I have ChatGPT pulled up on my phone.
Oh, literally, just tell it to. Like I said, it's not like a human. You can literally just tell me, say it, but do it in like a funny way, or do it in a way that is going to make someone laugh. Like it knows how to do that.
Okay,
it's really weird.
I'll do the.
That's something that I think is actually really cool about AI, which I feel like we kind of sleep on a lot, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is that it can do a couple things that we physically just it's not actually something we are technically capable of, and one of them is being funny on command, which is awesome. But the other one is the concept of the negative prompt, which is the coolest thing I think over the last 5 years that I've seen, which is the idea that when you are trying to generate an AI image, you can tell it what to not look for.
Oh yeah.
Which is nuts. Like that's something that our feeble little piss brains can't handle at all.
Because we don't need it, right? Like
feeble little piss brains, I had a very important question for Jabrils.
Oh good. Wait, are you calling him that or you?
Me.
Oh,
me.
Okay. I was going to say rude.
Let me adjust my glasses. Does Tic Tac steal my Wi-Fi? I think my bill's going up.
Oh, my God. yes. Always.
Oh, okay. Then we should definitely ban that website.
Yeah.
I agree, Mr. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Jibriles.
Thank you, sir. Close enough. Thank you.
It's just GPT, Tristan, not ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.T1podcast.com.
I don't know.
Damn it, I said chat before it.
See what I mean?
Oh my gosh, he's right.
Oh, dude, Jabril, it says, I'm looking up the API costs. It's 3 cents for every 1,000 tokens. That's still not much.
I mean, comparatively, that's what times, 100 times or something like that?
So if you use this like once a day, it costs you like $1 in like a year.
Sure, but at scale though, like you can't do anything at scale. And comparatively, but from my experience, like 4 is not that different from 3. I think that it can maybe like remember conversations longer, but from my experiences, it hasn't been that like much of an improvement.
So I kind of disagree, I think, but I can see where you're coming from. But to get into that, we'd have to get really technical and dorky, and I think we've gone far enough.
According to my calculations,
ChatGPT-4 is
actually
is 4 the one that lets you be able to use other inputs besides text like images, or is that you could, a future one?
Well, 4 because 4 is the one where you can feed it an image and you can but the thing about 3 is that it had that weird cutoff in 2021 where it just didn't know anything after that. So it's like once the hit, that was it for like their knowledge.
Oh, he said the funny virus word, no monetization.
Can you still not say that?
There's an interface. There's an interface where you can feed images to GPT-4.
I believe so.
I need to know ASAP. This sounds amazing.
Let me look it up.
You look it up.
For one of our previous episodes, I want to make a disclaimer. We said that the process of making meth in Breaking Bad was fictional. I guess it.
Oh,
was not.
Yeah. Chat. Sorry. GPT.
There we go. Hey, ho.
But hold on a second. I generated two intros.
He's issuing a correction
to new
to our audience.
Intros for the podcast.
They're
going to
fact check everything we say. Yeah, it turns out that the recipe for methamphetamine on Breaking Bad is true. Tristan found that out this weekend. I'm not exactly sure how. But yeah.
Wait a second. You're telling me Netflix can upload proper instructions to make meth, but I can't on YouTube? This is an outrage.
Susan! Wait, she's not here anymore.
Well, I mean, do you own YouTube?
Yes, I do. You didn't know this?
Oh, well then, yeah, this is an outrage.
It's the reason why you have me on.
So what you're telling me, Lars, is I can go make blue candy meth rocks in my kitchen.
I mean, if you want me to explain the show that you've seen back to you, the reason they did that is because they didn't have access to the regular ingredients, so they had to make old school biker meth.
You know the blue meth isn't pure meth, yeah. Right? Like pure meth is white.
Oh wow, TJ, how white is pure.
Wow, TJ, you're really
Wow.
Well, if your meth is blue,
we couldn't
it has
go one
impurity
episode
in it.
Without you being mm-hmm. racist. Damn. Are you like a white nationalist now?
Damn.
This is the audio podcast. This is the most ridiculous thing you could say to an African American ever.
Yeah, no, you know that's not actually all that ridiculous because you'd be describing Candace Owens. Not to get political.
Oh, I heard politics.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go take a nap.
Let's never go there ever. Okay.
Did you vote for in the 2016 election?
Mickey Mouse.
Last name Business, first name Nanya.
The dude that dressed up like a wizard.
Oh, Vermin Supreme.
I voted for D's Nuts.
Whatever happened to that guy? Didn't he die?
I don't know. What about the rent is too damn high guy? Remember him?
He was like a meme for a day.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jabrils, what have you been up to other than AI? Since you've last been on, what's been your jam?
So I took up a project. Nice. Started making a manga.
Oh,
it's something I've wanted to do for a really long time. I've always wanted to get more serious with storytelling. Because making content on my videos just wasn't enough. So I started doing that. Little did I know, it takes up a lot of goddamn time. But recently I finally figured out a good groove, got a good team going. So they're able to automate things where I can have a little input. So I started working on the YouTube videos again. And it's really exciting times, man. I'm really, really excited.
And that's something that hasn't quite dropped yet, but you're getting to soon or?
Yes, it should be out in about 4 to 6 weeks. I still have a couple more pages that we're finding at the moment, but you can get early access by going to hacksword.io.
Nice.
Ayo.
Hey, are you doing physical copies of the manga?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, Jabrils, could you dap me up with a signed copy?
Or you could pay for it like a normal person.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I would pay him.
Yeah, absolutely. Add me.
I'm just saying, like, if I buy one, can I get that signature?
Of course.
You know?
Add me on Discord.
Do you guys want to hear the intros I just generated?
I think I already said
yes, actually. But let's talk about the manga just for a little bit.
I did
just for a little bit. Let's let that land.
Oh, okay.
Did you just say manga?
Manga.
Oh my!
I love anime.
Wait,
J-Rod.
I have a controversial. I say manga just because I know people hate it.
I do that with Pokemon. Like it's
Pokemon.
Yeah, that's It's Pikmin. Yeah, Kristen's been playing Pikmin on his stream. It's the same thing. You're right, DJ. So can you give just a little bit of a teaser for if someone wanted to pick up this manga?
Yeah.
Manga.
Sure.
Gilgamesh, what would they be in for?
Sure. So the whole inspiration for this manga is I consume like a good amount of anime. I just recently started consuming manga. I probably should have done that much earlier, but my biggest gripe is that like a lot of these stories are like the exact same, and I don't know, they're getting kind of dull and boring. I have my favorites, obviously, but I realize that like it's difficult for me to sit here and judge like these creators and their stories without actually like being able to do it myself. And so I decided that I am going to make the best story that I possibly can. And my story is about two young fellows who are born on a desolate planet. This planet doesn't have a lot of resources, not a lot of things going on, but they live in a galaxy full of like exciting adventures and really cool stuff happening. And so they're on a quest, they're on a mission to do whatever it takes to get off this planet so they can like become something and make something out of their lives. But due to the circumstances that they're in, they are faced against many challenges, one of which is they have to resort to crime in order to make money. So there's like police force that are on their head. They have rival factions that also don't like them, so they have to contend with that as well. And it's a good time. It's a romp. It's a rave. And I worked incredibly hard on the power system. It's a shonen manga with a really touching story. So, xword.io.
Man, I cannot wait to read the Star Wars book.
It's inspired by Star Wars. I'm not going to front.
By the way, I have a question. You're gonna hate me for saying this, but you know, if people like JoJo, is this something that's gonna be up their alley? Because we got a lot of JoJo people on the server. Is there gonna be any overlap there?
I watched JoJo the first season. I think I got like halfway through and I couldn't take it anymore. I'm sorry, first podcast fans. Well, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Hold on.
JoJo is so.
Hold on. So the first season is very different from the rest of the show.
Well, you have to make it through 6 seasons, guys. Then it starts to get
no. It picks
really
up in the
good.
You have to make it through up in the 42 season. Episodes before it gets.
Listen,
good.
I've been down this road before. People said the same thing about Hunter x Hunter, and I'm still searching. I'm on episode 40 or something.
Okay. No, it's not that extreme. I'm saying like season 2 is where it picks up. Like the first one, it just gives you a basis of the Joestar family, and
you just have to watch 4 movies first, and then the 5th one's good. Or
some people say to skip the first season entirely.
You know what, man?
But I would disagree.
You know what, man? The Russian Badger said it on his episode, and as someone who likes the first 2 seasons, especially the first season, I can see what he's coming from. Okay, because for the audience. JoJo is this anime that's based on the idea that you have this thing called a stand, and the stand is basically
so it's a part 3.
So it's basically like kind of like a personal Pokemon in some ways, but it's like more metaphysical. But the thing is that for the first 2 seasons, they just don't have them. It'd be like if Ash Ketchum didn't catch Pikachu until like season 5, so it's kind of weird.
I think Araki didn't come up with that idea until part 3.
Yeah. This is exactly my whole point, right? It's that like nothing against JoJo. If you like JoJo, whatever. You like One Piece, whatever. You like Hunter, whatever. But I have been tired of like watching these anime where like time and time and time again, I hear like, oh no, you just got to watch like the first season. After the first season gets so good, you know, I'm so tired of that. Why not craft a story that from start to finish is good?
Oh, absolutely.
Why not? I understand a bit after doing research why, because Japanese like business works very different than US business. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm throwing my hat into the ring. I want you all to read my story and just give me truth. If my shit is ass, tell me it's ass. If it's good, tell me it's ass. Like,
yeah.
What? Also, by the way, Lars, I think with what
if my story's also, good, also tell me
if
it's ass.
By the way, just give it a couple more seasons. It'll pick up.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
I was gonna when you mentioned the
hey Jabrils
when you mentioned talk? What what Badger said about skipping the first two parts, I was gonna say, well, C-Dog VA would have a, like, to have a discussion with him because he's like a big JoJo fan.
Okay, so no, but hey, if I'm like a huge JoJo fan and I can recognize why people skip the first two for very obvious reasons, no, that's a totally valid strategy. Sorry. Sorry guys. The first season with the, you know, the where it's in like a Victorian like London thing, and it's very dramatic and just not. Good. It's good in a meme way, but it's not quality programming. And then number two is fun, but it's still Ash with a Pikachu. I get it. I will say this, Jibril.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I have a very simple proposition for you. Okay.
Okay. I'm all ears.
At some point, let's say it's a rainy day.
Yes.
In the future, and you're sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, you know what, man, that art from JoJo is pretty cool. What if I watched one episode of season three? And if I don't like it, I don't like it. But if I do, I do. Would you allow that thought to continue at that point?
I think so, only because it's my understanding that JoJo resets the protagonist like every season or something.
Yeah.
And that sounds...
It's the Joestar family.
Yeah, it's the whole Joestar family. It's like a
Doctor
different
Who, but not
member. Like it's
yeah, it's that aspect way. sounds accessible.
Like the first season,
it is.
Season two is like it's the son, the grandson of the protagonist of the first one, and then the third one is the son of the it's like you see the Joestar ancestors.
I promise, it's a really good show, guys. You just have to learn a lot about their genius.
Yeah, season five.
I do get what you mean, because there is a lot of shonen anime that has a lot of filler, and people make lists of episodes where you could skip, because you do encounter that with One Piece. I mean, the classic one, like Dragon Ball Z, is very much like there's tons and tons of filler, which is why there are people that prefer Dragon Ball Z Kai, which they just cut all the filler
Pokemon
out.
Pokemon does that too.
Because there's a lot of stuff in the original DBZ where they're just like, oh, Goku and Piccolo go get their driver's licenses, and it's like a whole episode where they're just driving cars.
I find that
kind
of quaint, though. I don't know. I guess I just didn't like...
Yeah, because like I think filler does have a purpose, because then you kind of bond.
Yeah, but in a way that doesn't matter, and there aren't any stakes at all. I like low stakes, but I don't want to watch an episode of Pokemon where Ash is like, and I'm Bucky! And you gotta defeat me in this forest, and you're never gonna hear from me again. And that's like the premise of the episode, and then
he doesn't defeat them, but still gets the badge anyway.
Yeah, because
and it takes him 20 years.
It takes him 20 years to be 10 years old.
Yeah, when I was a kid, man, I think I beat it in like 3 months. So just saying, I should have got on that.
Ooh,
yeah,
it's very. We live in a post-Ash era now.
We do. That's like the fucked end of the story. Up. That's
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Why'd you say that? One? Too soon.
True. We live in the future now.
The new protagonists are among us. No, I've stopped thinking that. No, I noticed that the other day, by the way. I heard the words among us, and it didn't faze me.
You ever see that clip with all the shroomish, and then James from Team Rocket says, there's a fungus among us.
And then because people said the thing, like Bart, it's funny to you. Yeah.
Well, just people post it because he says among us.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. That was, who's worse, 9-year-olds talking about Among Us or JoJo fans?
Or Lars talking about Among Us.
Anyway.
I hate this show.
Sorry, by the way, I was going to say, is there anything else you really want to plug? But definitely people check out the I'll throw him a bone, the manga that's coming out.
Manga.
I actually had a question about the manga you're dropping.
Please.
Are you going to make a PDF of it as well?
Yes, I'm going to do a digital version and a physical version.
Oh good.
Ooh, okay, that's exciting, because then it'd be cool to potentially stream like a reading of it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'd appreciate that. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe we could even have Jibrils just show up in the stream and he shits on us for our voices.
Have him voice like one character that's just like a side person, just as like a sneaky cameo or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Jabril's voice like the character that appears on one page. Yeah.
I get to do the microphone beeps and whatnot.
Yeah, man.
So, do you want me to do the two intros I generated? I made two of them.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, we were sleeping on that. I forgot that you had the gimmick. Go for it.
Yeah. So the first one is I just told it to do the same. I gave it the same prompt, but then it said make it funny. Mm-hmm. So first one is, welcome, dear listeners, to the first podcast, the show where three guys with questionable senses of humor talk about everything and nothing at the same time. Our hosts, Tej, Lars from Norway, and Spado may not be experts in anything, but they sure know how to make a fool of themselves in front of a microphone. And if that's not enough to convince you to stick around, today's episode features a guest who is actually intelligent, computer science YouTuber Jabrils. We'll be diving into the topic of AI, and Jabrils will hopefully educate us enough so that we don't sound like complete idiots. But let's be real, we probably will anyway, so sit back, relax, and prepare to laugh at our futile attempts to understand the complexities of AI.
Wow, fuck
you. I can just hear like a...
Yeah, it's just insulting
us. I can just hear like a Kevin MacLeod song playing in the background of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I dodged all bullets, so I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. So then I had it generate another
because you took a shotgun to our faces for that. That's why you didn't catch any, but yeah.
I generated one with a different prompt, so I want you to guess what the prompt is.
Either it's someone who forgot to turn off the stove, or...
Boom. Here. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of our podcast where we talk about everything under the sun, except for the ingredients of popular food items. Today, we have our beloved host, Treston, joining us, who has a keen interest in meat-based delicacies. In the last episode, Treston made us all laugh when he revealed that he thought buffalo wings were made of actual buffalo meat. Oh, we couldn't help but imagine him biting into a juicy buffalo wing and thinking, this tastes like nothing like bison. But that's not all. Treston also believed for the longest time that hot dogs are made of dog meat. We're not sure if he's ever eaten once he found out the truth. But don't worry, folks. We're not here to judge. We just can't wait to see what other food misconceptions Treston has in store for us today, grab some popcorn, sit back, and join us as we dive into some hilarious food-related discussions.
And for context, Treston found out last week that buffalo wings were not made out of buffalo. So.
I didn't find out last week. I just told the story, bastard.
So the prompt was, do a podcast intro where you make fun of Treston thinking that buffalo rings are made of buffalo meat, and then make a joke about him thinking hot dogs are made of dog meat.
That's
Treston.
By the way, that was pretty good.
Jabrils, I've never had actual buffalo wings.
Well, yeah, because he's vegan.
He's been vegan his entire life.
You never had vegan buffalo wings made out of vegan buffaloes?
Yeah.
That's not a fucking thing!
Didn't you have them at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Those were made out of cauliflower!
Oh, what
that's
the
fuck? Vegan buffalo
that's
wings.
Vegan buffalo.
You guys make the cauliflower
you know what? No.
Too many things, man.
No.
Yes.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
Jabrils, it was nice meeting you. I can't wait to read your manga.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you too, man.
Mwah. Okay.
Mwah. We're friends on Discord now, so
yeah,
we can bug each other.
Oh,
yep.
I think I already added you, Jabrils, but I am interested in that manga. I would be interested to see what you come out with as a content creator that I enjoy. And if people are listening to mm-hmm. this and they want to check out your content because they may enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
what's the best way to do that?
You can go to youtube.com/@Jabrils, mm-hmm. Jabrils. I got a slew of videos on the way. I'm in the middle of a shit show, so my content is a little delayed at the moment. But yeah, I got a brigade of content coming soon, mostly AI related. So, mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you guys go on his channel and you see that it seems to be kind of it looks kind of stonks-y. With the icons and the banner and everything, don't worry about that. He does great stuff. Go ahead and listen.
Wait, what am I missing?
What's up?
What am I missing? You said stonks.
Yeah, you got some very very meme-y branding on your channel at the moment.
I forgot I said that.
Oh, yeah, you might want to change that back. If you
wait, tell me why. Give me a reason why. Oh. I kind of like the fact you hate it.
No. If it's funny, keep it. I'm just like the idea that you forgot that you did that one night while you were like drunk or something. It's a very funny concept, but yeah. Anyway, yeah. Also, guys, go ahead and check out. This'll be good. Go listen to Jabril's last episode of the podcast because you can see someone being absolutely right about everything for an hour straight. And go ahead and feed his ego. So,
damn, you should tell that to my girlfriend.
I will dap me up. I'll give her a piece of my mind.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
He only daps me up.
All right. You guys are being weird. Spaghetto. Mm. Yeah. Hmm. Spaghetto. Tristan.
Yo.
Yes, like I thought you were like going to follow that up.
Hey, idiot.
Okay. Yes, TJ.
Hey,
what?
Idiot.
Idiot. Say idiot. Say what?
What?
Oh wow. Huh?
What? God, I'm good. What I miss?
Okay, Spaghetto. I'm trying to do you a favor, man. You just started releasing. Okay, you. Tristan's coming out with new videos now. Hey guys, he's back. He's dropping some Doki videos. He's dropping some Dark Soul videos. He's dropping some Pikmin videos if you're into Pokemon. Go ahead and check that out. How can they do that?
No, shut up, Lars. Okay. If you guys want to like see my new content, please check it out. I have a video coming out later today as of the day of this recording about Demon Souls. So when you finally see this video, I'll probably have several of those videos out. So please check them out. They're pretty cool. Mm-hmm. If you want to see me get pissed off at things, it's a pretty good game. And I'm playing the remake too. So like, it's beautiful. Like, I love that game so much. So yeah, youtube.com/spaghetto. Mm-hmm. Check that out, please. And let me know what you think of the new content. And Jabrils, what is your opinion on women?
Women.
I think that they are.
That's a pretty good opinion. Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Yeah. Nice little cap out. Let's see. Oh, TJ, do you want to shout out your music?
Thank you for joining us. Today on the show, we had the honor of having Tej, the talented electronic musician with us, who blessed our ears with his sick beats and groovy tunes. But before we go, we just wanted to remind you to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on all our social media platforms. Also, don't forget to check out Tej's music and give him a follow too. Unless you're allergic to
an outro written from the perspective of the Pokemon thoughts. Rotom.
And
or what was
and
he
with
doing
that,
there?
We'll see you
anyway,
next time on our podcast. Okay. So we're able
bye, guys.
To talk. Fuck you. Fuck you guys.